Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now on this morning's program, the talents of Maxim Vengerov, Denis Delabelle, and the latest from the Sultans of String, and yes, of course, some oboe music. We're going to begin, though, with some music by Ravel. And who says a duel does not exist in beautiful music? Now, this next selection is a result of a battle between two very competent contenders. Back in 1904, the firm of Pleyel commissioned Debussy to write some music to show off their new chromatic harp, which did without pedals. Now, in reply, of course, there's always competition out there, the firm of Erard asked Ravel to write a showpiece for the pedal harp to show its superiority. Now, Ravel finished the piece, and I quote, after a week of continuous work and three sleepless nights, for better or for worse. And posterity has since decided it was for the better. In addition, you know, Ravel also wanted to head off on a boating vacation, just an aside. Well, this morning, we're going to hear the introduction and allegro for harp with a quartet of strings, flute, and clarinet. Here is the Berlin Ensemble. Thank you. What a brilliant way to start a Sunday morning. That was the Berlin Ensemble and Ravel's Introduction and Allegro. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next artist came onto the scene with a bang back in the 90s. Born in 1974, he was only five, actually, when he received his first violin lessons and was pronounced at that time. A child like him is born only once every 100 years. Wow. I am speaking of the violinist Maxim Vengerov. Now, he was born to a Jewish family with a strong musical tradition. His mother sang and also conducted a 500-voice orchestra. And get this? Yes, it's oboe music time, not quite yet. But his father played first oboe in the local Philharmonic. He's recorded hundreds of recordings and won numerous awards. But in the past years, Vengerov has only performed infrequently on the violin, just having suffered an exercise injury. But he didn't waste time. He devoted himself to conducting. And back in March of 2012, he gave his first performance in London in the past 4 years. And better news now, he has announced future performances coming up in 2014. We're going to hear him where you can just hear the genius at work. It's music by Paganini from the Violin Concerto No. 1 in D major. Here is the first movement.
Thank you.
Well, that was Maxim Vengerov with the first movement, the Allegro from Paganini's Concerto No. 1 in D major. And he was joined by the members of the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra, with Zubin Mehta conducting. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And we're going to continue with the music of Denis Glabel. This comes from a disc called The Beauty of God's Love. This is Eternity.
Thank you.
The music of Denny Tlabal. That's Eternity. That comes from the disc, The Beauty of God's Love. And let's do it a little earlier this Sunday morning. I'm talking about Oboe Music Time for regular listeners. Today, we're going to sample some music by Debussy. Now, his Quatre Chansons de Jeunesse offer a glimpse of the young Debussy, where the music was inspired by the moon-drenched verses of Parver Lane. Now, these songs were adapted for oboe and were all dedicated to the gifted amateur soprano, Mademoiselle Blanche Vasny. So let's take a listen to what some inspiration can produce. Here is the great oboist, Bill Banovitz. He's joined by the pianist Barbara Listersink and Debussy's Chanson de Jeunesse.
Thank you.
oboist Bill Banovitz, joined by pianist Barbara Listersink. That was Debussy's Chanson de Jeunesse from the disc After a Dream. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And now, some music from one of Canada's hottest musical acts, the Sultans of String. Now, their latest disc is a combination of world jazz and classical. It's an excellent crossover recording. Now, they were formed back in 1997. They played tiny cafes, and now they've gone on to be Juno nominees. They've garnered invitations to play with the likes of the Chieftains and David Bromberg, and there seems to be no stopping them with their release of this disc called Symphony. We're going to hear a track called Sable Island. Now, legend has it that 500 years ago, there was a shipwreck on Sable Island in which only the horses survived. And to this day, there are over 300 wild horses still running free. The selection we'll hear features Patty Maloney from the Chieftains. So let's take a listen. Here is Sable Island.
Thank you.
The Sultans of String with guest Paddy Maloney. That was Sable Island from their disc, which is just released, called Symphony. And speaking of crossover recordings, we're going to continue with the likes of the two cellos. I'm speaking of a disc that came out earlier this year called Intuition with Steppenhauser and Luka Sulic. It's a cross between hardcore rock and classical. And this CD definitely shows off the talents of these young performers. They're only 25. Wow. They're in very good company. They were joined by the likes of Elton John, Lang Lang, Steve Vai, and Zucchero. But I'm going to be a little self-indulgent this morning and program one of my favorites. It's a little on the softer side. It's called Benedictus. It features Tom Snyder and the legendary producer, Bob Ezrin. That's of Kiss and Pink Floyd fame. Here are the two cellos. Thank you. I could listen to that selection again and again. That was the Two Cellos and Benedictus from their disc, Intuition. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And how about a little after-hours music? Although I know it's a little bit early on a Sunday morning, but why not? Here is Chick Corea.
Thank you.
That was the stylings of Chick Corea and Lush Life from their disc Expressions. You've been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I want to thank you for tuning in this Sunday morning, and do stay listening to a fantastic program. It's Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, with the amazing Worku. I'm going to leave you now with some music by Marlon Ramazzini. Till next Sunday at 9 a.m., looking forward to it.